USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Fear and worry among women's rights activists after Missouri lawmakers passed a ban on abortions after 8 weeks that does not include exceptions for incest or rape. Governor Mike Parsons says he supports it and will sign it.
Because it's a piece of legislation that those legislators voted on. I believe in the pro-life side of the issue, and I'm going to sign the bill.
Activists in states that have passed similar restrictive abortion measures are now fighting back, responding to the nation's most restrictive law on abortion. Activists have taken aim at media companies that use Georgia as a production hub, along with Alabama-based automakers such as Hyundai and Mercedes-Benz. Maryland and Colorado officials told staff not to travel to Alabama to protest its abortion law, which was passed this week. This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
President Trump has announced a deal with Canada and Mexico. Finally, some major tariffs have been scrapped in a three-way deal that ends a trade dispute that began when President Trump imposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
I'm pleased to announce that we've just reached an agreement with Canada and Mexico, and we'll be selling our product into those countries without the imposition of tariffs.
The president is now urging Congress to approve a new trade pact to replace the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. In the center of the country, there's some major storms, with heavy rains and high winds. Tornadoes are even possible. WCBS-TV weather forecaster Lonnie Quinn has the forecast.
Places like Oklahoma City to Dallas, you could already tap into severe weather. And as you go through the day, up and down the midsection of the country, I'm talking really the Canadian border all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico could see severe weather.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump addressed the National Association of Realtors who were meeting in Washington, D.C. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Sadly, when you look at what's going on with Washington, you see a lot of positives, but you also see people that are fighting very hard. They have 25 people now running for the office of president, and some of these people are stone-cold crazy.
Trump began his speech by announcing the U.S. would be lifting steel and aluminum tariffs, and he expressed hope that Congress will approve the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Trump also criticized the press for reporting on the recent escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Iran, saying there was no conflict in the administration over whether to go to war with Iran. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a new cell phone law that has some people hot under the collar. Some lawmakers are working on a distracted walking law. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Lawmakers in New York are considering banning texting while walking. Legislation has been introduced in the state Senate there that aims to penalize people who are typing on their phones while crossing a street. The measure meant to cut down on incidents where pedestrians are struck by vehicles. Fines would range from $50 to $150. Some smaller cities in California have already passed similar laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.